You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
An expert says every rise in COVID is now a big cause of concern. I'll shortly share with you why. Hello and welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest in stock markets, COVID-19 pandemic, what's on the agenda of the GST Council meeting and more. First up, here's how the stock market fared on June 7th. Indian shares ended a choppy session over 1% lower as inflation fears gripped the street owing to a spike in crude oil prices and a firm dollar. Investors also await the decision of the Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee, that is MPC, particularly its projections of the economy and inflation after the regulator raised interest rates in an off-cycle meeting last month. Nifty 50 shed almost 1% to close at 16,416, whereas Sensex settled over 1% down at 55,107, falling 568 points. One of the stocks in focus was Paytm. Paytm parent 197 Communications shares rose, halting a three-day losing streak after JP Morgan maintained its overweight rating on the stock. The brokerage, however, lowered its target price for Paytm by 16.7% to 1,000 rupees apiece. JP Morgan said that Paytm has the unique ability to drive monetization and profits across several segments at a lower customer acquisition cost than its peers. It also said that Paytm is expected to see a strong revenue growth across segments, citing its device monetization and payments, financial services cross-selling, ticketing recovery, and rising and monetization. According to the brokerage, a reduction in adjusted operating loss with better cost controls will be a key fundamental driver for the stock. Meanwhile, shares of PB FinTech nosedived nearly 14% after a large deal took place on the NSE. About 38.34 lakh shares representing 0.85% equity stake worth 235 crore rupees changed hands on the stock exchange at 615 rupees per share. Post the share sale, the stock holding of PB FinTech CEO Yashish Dahiya would decline to about 4.6% from around 5.45%. The Policy Bazaar parent said that the proceeds from this share sale will be used to make payments of current and future taxes. The stock ended the session 12% lower. Moving on, JP Morgan sees further downside in IT stocks as growth in earnings is likely to be impacted owing to multiple reasons, including inflation. All major IT companies were trading by 1 or 2% lower on the BSE today. JP Morgan analysts had last month downgraded the tech sector to underweight, citing soaring inflation, supply chain issues, and impact of Russia-Ukraine war. Next up, the stocks of cement companies including Ultratech Cement, ACC, Shri Cement, and Ambuja Cement continued to suffer losses as brokerages red flagged high costs and price competition that have triggered downward risk on earnings. Ultratech Cement stock hit the lowest in a year, that is a 52-week low, during today's trade, even as it was CLSA's top pick. The brokerage sees risk-reward most attractive for the stock compared to its peers. According to CLSA, listed cement companies reported 8% year-on-year volume growth in FY22, while the quarter-on-quarter growth was flat. The brokerage sees near-term uncertainty for elevated costs and price competition. However, it believes the cement industry is on the cusp of another round of consolidation, with Adani Group taking over the Wholesome Group companies, Ambuja and ACC, whereas Ultratech recently announced more capacity expansion. Next up, here's why tractors are getting all the love from rural India, but not FMCG products. India's rural population appears to be buying more tractors, which is a promising trend for the auto space. But despite rising sales, pockets such as FMCG are still struggling. Sales trends in rural economy-focused areas such as tractors and commercial vehicles show improving demand, but not so much in case of FMCG products. This is at a time when India's official GDP growth reading for the January to March period has hit a one-year low, though in line with what most economists had expected. Typically, hopes of a normal monsoon and signs of a steady economic recovery lead to better offtake in pockets such as two-wheelers, good carriers, consumer staples, and FMCG products. Though the sales of FMCG players are also above pre-pandemic levels, margin pressure, despite aggressive hike in product rate, continues to haunt the sector. This is in stark contrast to the auto space, where most of the manufacturers beat street estimates on the margin front. Moving on, Ritham Desai of Morgan Stanley has added an extra R to RRR as reasons for Nifty and Sensex staying range-bound. The latest Morgan Stanley report has warned that macro headwinds pose a risk to India's growth, and Ritham Desai, the head of India Equity Research and Strategist at the financial services company, has gone for an anagram to explain this further, maybe inspired by S.S. Rajamouli's blockbuster RRR. So the Economist has added an extra R to RRR that he calls are key factors that will keep the Indian markets range-bound at current levels. Among challenges, he cited Russia, prospects or the possibility of a recession in the US, rates going up in India, and revisions in earnings. Moving on to the pandemic. India saw a drop in single-day COVID cases with 3,714 new cases and 7 fatalities due to the virus. Meanwhile, Dr. Chandrakant Laharia, epidemiologist, public policy and health systems expert, says that COVID is not a reason to worry now because most of the population is vaccinated and therefore it's not going to be a big cause of concern, especially unless there is a new variant reported from different settings. So, even if cases rise, according to him, people at high risk need to take care. But for the majority of the population, it is not a cause of worry, especially in India. Next up, the Goods and Services Tax Council is set to meet in June and is likely to focus on rate rationalization and digital assets, including cryptocurrency. Sources say GST Council is likely to meet in the second half of June and discuss the possibility to cover virtual, digital and crypto assets under the GST. The GST Council has for long been mulling bringing cryptocurrencies under GST. According to sources, it has been proposed to levy a 28% GST on crypto, which is at par with the lottery, casinos, racecourses and betting. Now moving on to a few updates on the finance front. Mortgage financer Housing Development and Finance Corporation, that is HDFC, has hiked its marginal cost of funds-based lending rate, that is MCLR, across all tenors for borrowers by 35 basis points. This is the second hike in a week. 1 basis point is 1/100th of a percentage point. MCLR is the lowest interest rate that a bank can offer for loans taken before October 2019. A hike in the MCLR rate implies that an increase in loan interest for new and existing borrowers, including equated monthly installments for home loans, vehicle loans, and any other loan related to marginal cost. Lastly, the Income Tax Department has said that Infosys has been directed to look into issues relating to the malfunction of the search option on its e-filing portal. After many users complained of issues while accessing the IT portal and reported that it was hacked today, which also happens to be the first launch anniversary of the portal, the department says that Infosys is resolving the issue on priority. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.